Wait, in 2020, do you remember violent protests in 2020 using George Floyd as a pretext? I do. Oh, look, more violent protests in another election year. Have you been watching the news? Have you been watching the revolution on the news? The communists are revolting, trying to destroy and take over college campuses, targeting Jews, Jewish American citizens, or people who look like Jews. Of course, they're communists, so they want to kill everybody. And they're using this dispute in Gaza, the war in Gaza, as a pretext to advance their violent anti-American revolution. And we've got some video showing what's happening on the campuses and how it's targeting police and other innocents in dramatic ways. Let's run a few of these video clips and
give you like as far as
I mean, you see what's happening. Obviously, a national coordinated movement to attack America, attack Israel, promote terrorism, and engage in a violent revolution. And I did a little thought experiment. You know, you remember, well, you know, I was an English major, and so I remember all these assignments. When you had to write an essay, a compare and contrast essay, so this is what I put out on Twitter. Compare and contrast the Biden regime DOC Borg response to the left's weeks-long national and violent attacks on Jews and others on college campuses to, quote, January 6th, exclamation point. So at least nationally, they've arrested at least 500 folks. Where are the feds? Did they get their bank records that they started arresting grandmothers supporting this? Who is supporting this? George Soros? Who else is supporting it? The media is supporting it. Let's go to, I don't know if we pulled up that Washington Post story, but this is a typical example, you know, a typical defense of communist violent revolution. This is on the front page or the front page of the website of the Washington Post. How Columbia students sparked a nationwide revolt. What's that first paragraph say? The protests over war in Gaza are the culmination of months of activism and covert planning. Social media and smartphones have supercharged the growing revolt. There you got the Washington Post promoting communist revolutionary activity on college campuses. How wonderful it is they use smartphones and planning to engage in this activism. Compare and contrast that type of reporting to how they're talking about disputing a presidential election. It depends on who's doing the First Amendment related activity. I would argue this isn't First Amendment activity as it's inherently violent what they're doing and discriminatory, and the college is allowing it to take place. They need to be held accountable because they're supposed to protect, provide an environment that protect the civil rights of their students. And it ain't happening. So they're trying to jail a president. The Banana Republic wants to put the president in jail. And unsurprisingly, imagine, wait, in 2020, do you remember violent protests in 2020 using George Floyd as a pretext? I do. Oh, look, more violent protests in another election year using another event as a pretext, in this case, the war in Israel. It isn't about the war in Israel. That's a cover for an effort to remake and redo, as you say, as they say, a revolt. It's an uprising. Is that sedition? Is that seditious conspiracy? Methinks yes. But of course, this Biden administration, they're allies with them, and they're not going to do anything about this. Heck, Biden supporting Hamas. What do you think? In response to the political pressure from these violent communists that he's hoping to vote for, that will vote for him in the election. Wait, is that a crime too? For a president to support a terrorist group? For the political benefits of the election? According to the rules for Trump, that's a crime too.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.